Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We are back to cap off the Zack Snyder Justice League Man of Steel Batman v Superman trilogy. This is his movie. It says so in the movie. It says a Zack Snyder film or movie. Whatever it says.
This is a Zack Snyder joint.
Yeah, that's right.
And it is like a picture of a cartoon version of him smoking a doobie.
That's so cool.
It's cool, right? Anyway, this is going to be a real dramatic finale to this trilogy. It's the real, oh my God, it's such a... Wait, I'm looking at the wrong notes. I'm looking at Batman v Superman. This one's a real wet fart, this movie, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the reason we're here is because we run polls on Patreon to be like, what do people want to see? And there was high demand for this trilogy. So we appreciate that. If you want to contribute, you can. It's linked below.
There was high demand for the trilogy, but I feel like if we were to ask individually, if we were like, listen, should we do Justice League or any other movie? I wonder how the results would have been skewed. But for the trilogy, very strong response.
Absolutely. And of course, if you could leave a like, that would be great. And I just want to mention, we're not really going to get into the specifics of the reshoots and the multiple versions of this movie that could have been. We've got videos on that on the channel,
which we'll link below
if you do want to check it out.
We don't want to focus on what this movie isn't.
Yeah.
We want to focus on just the magic of the silver screen.
That's right.
We saw when we entered that cinema and we're like, is this a PS3 cutscene? Yeah. What's happening?
What is happening, yeah. So yeah, we're really going to be focusing on the finished product. And I just want to say also, I am going to say some good things about this movie, but I want people to bear in mind that it is infinitely worse than the two that come before this.
I agree.
In almost every way. I feel like that's going to be skewed somewhat. Yes. So I need to say that.
But I also feel like that isn't necessarily a more controversial opinion. For most people out there, this one was a disappointment.
Mm.
If you loved or hated the previous two movies, I think we're all sort of pretty much unanimous in the idea of this doesn't please me or you or anyone, really.
I just meant people might be upset that I'm saying anything good about this movie.
Oh, sure.
That's where I'm coming at this from.
I understand. Okay, we're on the same page now.
It's interesting, though, with this movie because things were looking good because there was a bit of an uptick in the DC Universe in general. I know Batman v Superman has its fans, but it didn't perform super well. It didn't hit $1 billion. I'm not saying it's a flop. Please don't misconstrue that. But it didn't perform as well as it should have. Wonder Woman, though, came out and crushed it.
Yeah, right.
Universally beloved. And yes, I know some people didn't like it. I know. I'm talking in generalities.
James, you're not allowed to speak in generalities on the internet.
Yeah.
Everything you say must contain the sum total of all human knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But the thing is, this is obviously a response to Batman v Superman because it started filming straight away.
Mm-hmm.
That movie came out, then they went straight into this. And the reason it was changed, I feel, is purely financial. If Batman v Superman had have made $1 billion, $2 billion.
$10 billion?
Yeah, ten.
$100 billion.
$100 billion. Other numbers.
Infinity dollars. Hear me out.
Mm.
Infinity dollars plus one. Right?
That would have changed everything.
We wouldn't be here pissing and moaning, would we?
No. But my point is, the Transformers movies, for example, they didn't change the formula, even though they're not good, generally speaking, because they made money. And that's why this movie was changed to this.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's purely financial.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's right. It's just the reality of
it. Movie studios are just machines. If a thing keeps working, they'll keep making it until it doesn't work anymore.
Exactly. So the intro to this, the phone footage for a podcast.
A podcast hosted by two small children, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're starting earlier and earlier. You know what? We'll be out of a job soon.
If you want to get into the game, you've got to start young. You've got to decide on a career before you leave school and stick to that. Everybody knows that. That's what we did.
That's right.
Yeah. But straight away, you're like, something is wrong with this movie.
I think, yeah, you do. But I think that's an interesting way to start a movie. Like, I think, you know, it's fresh.
I just meant visually.
No, exactly. But I mean, I mean conceptually fresh and hip.
Yes.
And interesting. But visually, yes, it's very weird. The whole thing's very weird. Superman seems visibly annoyed that some small children who idolize him are daring to speak to him.
That might be the mustache lip situation.
That. In rewatching it, I'm like, okay, he's trying to come across as
jovial,
and friendly, and yeah. trying to inspire these little kids. But the lack of mustache,
yes.
the upper lip that you could park a plane on,
yeah.
is really contributing to him looking kind of annoyed.
Look, we know that everybody knows about Mustache Gate at this point in time. Mm. But this will become a relic of the internet. So who knows what people are going to remember. Do you want to quickly explain the mustache situation?
Oh, absolutely. Look, to the best of my knowledge, the initial shoot of Justice League was complete.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Cavill, Superman, he moved on to filming another movie, which was Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yes.
For which he grew a spectacular mustache.
Mm.
But then it was requested that he come back and reshoot most of Justice League.
Yeah.
And so Warner Brothers asked the producers of Mission Impossible if he could shave his mustache for the purpose of the reshoots. And they said, absolutely not. And they said, what if he shaves it and we spend more money than has ever been spent on a very realistic fake mustache for your production of Mission Impossible? They said, absolutely not. But instead, what you do is he keeps his mustache. He films as Superman with a mustache.
Yes.
And you remove it digitally. And they were like, yep, what's the worst that could happen? The opening scene to Justice League is what could happen,
and
I guess.
Various scenes throughout. It's interesting because people have done their own at-home versions of this and have had better results with, you know, face replacement technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and deep fakes and things like that. So it's interesting that this is it. Somehow.
Well, yeah, and again,
it's such an expensive movie. The budget on this is insane.
$300 million?
Something like that. I mean, they fudged the numbers but this was a massive bomb.
Infinity dollars?
No, Mason, much less.
Oh, okay, right. But yeah, but again, like, I feel it's important to note when you criticize visual effects in movies, when it's a major motion picture with costing infinity dollars, they bring in the best of the best to do this sort of stuff. The issue is often time and money.
Yeah.
If you only give them the briefest amount of time to fix this sort of stuff, that you get what you pay for.
Exactly
right.
You
get what you get in the time allotted. And I think that's what they got here.
Totally. I think they could have fixed this scene, and I've mentioned this before, if they just didn't show Superman's face. It's a kid holding a camera, so they're just holding it askew and you don't see it.
Yeah, right.
I think that would have fixed the entire scene.
Or they've accidentally left a Snapchat filter on.
Yeah.
And he's got a cartoon mustache.
That is a better idea.
A little monocle keeps appearing.
That's right,
you know?
Yeah. Another massive problem with this film is it looks terrible.
Yeah,
the color grading, it's like a horrible cartoon nightmare.
I've written here, and we can maybe jump around because this is referring to the movie, but also some scenes specifically. I've written here, almost everything in this movie looks like a video game cutscene.
Yeah.
But also, the visual effects in the Steppenwolf versus the Amazon scene are so jarring, it looks like it's going to turn into a Kit Kat ad. Like, you know how sometimes you'll be watching maybe you're at the movies, you're watching a scene that looks like an epic. It's an epic battle for the ages, and they're all charging with their horses and their spears. And then somebody's like, oh, I could do with a break. Let's have a Kit Kat.
It's Mr. T with a Snickers or something.
Exactly, right? It looks like that level of, like, dissonance between the live-action actors and the background visual effects, where you go, this isn't movie-grade visual effects.
Yeah.
This is advertisement-grade.
Exactly.
Or it looks like when you get an Instagram ad for, like, some sort of mobile game, and they've hired models
to
seamlessly integrate with the cutscenes that you're seeing.
That's exactly right.
That's what this movie looks like.
I think a large part of that, though, is the color grading, and they brighten everything up. It makes everything look worse, and you're not supposed to see the things that are happening in this movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the opening scene on the rooftop with Batman is a perfect example, because it's as bright as day,
yes.
Practically. It looks like a cartoon, and that Ben Affleck Batman suit, which I love, does not hold up under that kind of lighting and scrutiny.
Mm.
It looks fake and rubbery in a way that it didn't in the previous movie.
I agree. I want a special shout out to Holt McCallany.
I love him.
From the movie Mindhunter, who plays the burglar
in that television serial.
That's exactly right. He's a comedic foil. He's just a big exposition machine.
Mm.
At one point he says, of the parademon we see, he says, from space, like an alien army, and I feel like he should have continued, you know, like in one of Joss Whedon's previous superhero movies, like, you know, one of the ones that was really well liked.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Like that, huh? This is what this movie is. And it's just him. I imagine that character's just like, before he was interrupted by Batman, he's like, damn,
He's got a big sack of loot.
it feels just so good to steal this bag of miscellaneous valuables from a tenement building in a cartoon city, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, Roger Rabbit's in this bag. I don't know.
Yeah, it's horrible. And that also, there's a few other things that I don't like about that scene. In particular, Bruce Wayne is just talking to Alfred openly. He's like, yeah. Alfred, are you seeing this? And the guy's standing right there.
Yeah.
There's a number of moments in this film where characters are outed for their real identities. When Batman is talking to Aquaman and he's like, hey, don't count on a Batman. Oh, you're Bruce Wayne and you're dressed like a bat. There's a moment also where Clark Kent comes back and Lois Lane is like, Clark, Clark. And there's just cops standing around. But I guess, do identities even mean anything in these movies?
Well, I mean, it's in the zeitgeist, James. People just giving up their identities. We're in a post-Iron Man 2008 world. Where superheroes are just like, what are you going to do? I'm rich and I have a lot of guns. What are you going to do? Come to my house, I'll shoot you.
But in these movies, we are supposed to assume that people don't know who these people
are.
Yeah, I know. That's the difference here.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I love the opening credits. In particular, there's three moments I want to point out. Mm-hmm. There's a newspaper article that says, super germ could end humanity. There's white supremacists running amok and people miss Superman. And one of those three things to me doesn't ring true to the modern day. Which one do you think it is, Mason?
I think it's probably the bloody white supremacist getting arrested. You can cut that out. We'll just pretend I said a different thing.
No, that's great.
Okay.
It's supposed to be this kind of dramatic, I guess almost Watchmen-esque opening sequence.
Feel that way, yeah. Yeah. We learn about the state of the world through this, you know, continuously panning exploration of the environment kind of thing. We got the homeless man saying with his little sign that says, I tried.
That's right. People think that's actually related to Joss Whedon purpose.
That's his admission that he tried to make this a good movie. Well,
I think people blame a lot of this on Joss Whedon when what really happened is Warner Brothers probably went to him and went, do you want $10 million to just do these reshoots? But you have to kind of do it exactly like this because it doesn't feel like any kind of director's vision. There's Whedon-esque elements in it and we'll get to them.
Yes.
But I don't think you can blame any of this on one particular person, right?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, you know, they're both credited directors, you know, have produced good work in the past.
Yeah.
And this doesn't really feel like either of them. It just feels like, a series of notes from a movie studio.
No, exactly, yeah. I think the Wonder Woman opening scene with the terrorist stuff is fine, though there is that moment when the bullet is going to hit her, but it's clearly not going to hit her when she ducks out of the way.
Well, better be safe than sorry. That's how she survived however long she's been alive.
Hundred of years,
exactly. That's right. 1 trillion years.
Yeah.
Infinity years plus one.
I love the moment where Bruce Wayne's like, I gotta go find Aquaman. I gotta get the team together. And he takes so long to do so, because he's on horseback, presumably, that he grows a full beard. But he's got 8 different planes, maybe, just that we know about. Right? Ben Affleck's hair and face and wig in this is so distracting.
Yes.
Because it's in between, it's in scenes because it goes shot for shot
and it
changes. And I know that he did have some personal problems in between these shoots and he's kind of a bit bloated from alcoholism. Look, I don't really want to get into it. I'm not trying to kick him, but it's just very noticeable. And the hairline of the wig shifts dramatically. It's so upsetting to me. It's so visually jarring.
I know you're a very big wig connoisseur. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ugh. Also, I love that this version of Aquaman he litters in the ocean. And
he just throws
a
bottle of whiskey in the ocean.
He's like, I don't even care about global warming. I love it, in fact, because he's that kind of guy. He's not a...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Flake, is he? He's That's a cool, true. Rad dude.
There should have been a scene later in Aquaman, the movie, when the Atlanteans are like, we're throwing all this litter back onto the surface world, and he's like tugging at his collar like, oh, yep, those surface dwellers, they've really ruined us, hey?
They certainly
but
have.
I guess maybe he didn't feel as connected to his heritage then.
Yeah. So. I think he does have some good moments in it, and yeah. Even more so in his own movie. That bubble moment is weird, where they step into the air bubble together.
They didn't quite know how to say, how do we speak underwater, you know?
I think it's not that.
You think so? Upon rewatching
this, I think it's because it's a reshoot.
Yes.
And that way you can just do it against a green screen and you don't have to CGI the hair all floating about.
That's also
That would
true,
have been
yeah.
super expensive. Because yeah, yeah. that whole movie, the Aquaman movie, all the underwater stuff, they comp out all the hair and re-put it back
in. Oh, yeah,
in.
Right.
You don't have to do any of that. You can just have them standing in a bubble.
Yeah, but in this, I mean, you know, if you want to do it on the cheap, you just get some stagehands to each grab a strand of Mira's hair and you just sort of wiggle them off camera, you know?
Yeah, that works too, yeah. Barry Allen.
Yes?
I've just written, learn to run, idiot.
It's your whole deal.
It's the only thing you do.
Right?
And there's also that moment, and I know we've talked this to death, but when Batman turns up and is like, come and join my team. Do you like being on a team? And he's like, I love being on teams. And he's like, I don't know what your abilities are. Catch this batarang. Or you don't know what's going to happen here.
It might be that he has incredible quantum teleportation abilities that are only interrupted by like solid stainless steel. That'll definitely kill him. That's his one weakness, kryptonite style. Oh, I've killed him.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just not good. Not a good addition.
Look, I've written here somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, I've written Barry Allen walks this line between enthusiastic and annoying, and then he steps right over it.
Yeah.
Like, there's some moments, especially in that scene where he's first meeting Batman, where I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, he needs friends, or, you know, he's, what are you doing in my house or whatever. But then he's like, brunch. What's the deal with brunch?
I think that's the Joss Whedon kind of reshoot dialogue. Because there's that. There's the classic Joss Whedon falling on some boobs.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Great gag.
Uh-huh.
There's a moment where Superman's like, I thought you didn't like me. And Batman's like, well, I kind of like you. It's just, I think Victor Stone is good in this and very hard done by. I think he puts in a very good performance for the 40 seconds he's in this movie, really.
It's true.
Yeah.
And look, I have a very personal criticism of what we see of Cyborg in this movie, obviously, because in the trailers we had him say his famous line, you should probably move.
Yeah.
But then I did notice upon the rewatch of this, there is a moment where they're battling Steppenwolf
in
sort of underground, and there's a exploding geyser of water and they're all going to drown.
Mm.
And Cyborg says to the other members of the Justice League, you all need to move. So I feel like I understand it. I was angry.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, well, if you put both of those lines in, he's just...
That's a character arc.
He's just a crossing guard.
Yeah, I guess you know? So, yeah.
Children, you need to complete your crossing.
Great. There's also an unfinished plot point, and I know it's in the other version, where Cyborg's like, am I a bad guy or not? And Aquaman's like, maybe this guy's a bad guy. He's not. he's just not.
That would have taken up too much time. We need to look at another thing. We need to insert an Eastern European family who are being pestered by alien space bugs. So there's no time for character development, all right?
Why put in that family? And I sort of get it because it's like, these are some people on the ground that you, the audience, can relate to.
Yes.
But you know who I want to relate to and feel empathy for? Mm-hmm. The fucking main people in these movies, the Justice League. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm here for.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even talk.
It's...
I don't know. It's just bizarre to me. What a weird addition.
Well, it's also weird that it feels so strange and remote.
Yeah.
Like, if you were going to have us relate to normal people, maybe it's just some people in a city and they're like, oh no, we're in danger. Why? That's some people out in a remote village somewhere.
You could do it.
I could do
it. No, I'm in. We're all in danger. We should probably move.
We should all move.
You mentioned this before, but the boom tube effect, it's so bad for one.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really boom. It goes...
Oh, it's a lot of the time. Tube.
Yeah.
A pachoo tube.
It's a weird kind of beehive-esque pattern on it, sort of, and it's just a big blue laser and...
Well, I had some... They had some 3D models of big blue lasers lying around, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, why not make a Pichu tube?
Why not?
Which, of course, is my second favorite snack food after the Kit Kat. So maybe that's what they were advertising earlier.
Yeah.
Love a roll of Pichu tubes.
And look, to get back to the Themyscira escape, where they try to get rid of the box, I actually don't mind that sequence, the idea that they're trying to get it away from him. It looks bad. But
look, side note. Every scene with Steppenwolf, I've just written here in my notes, Steppenwolf looks so bad.
He looks so bad.
Atrocious.
And it's, of course, because they changed the look of the character. Mm. A lot of that was probably supposed to be Darkseid, including the flashback, which, by the way, really great.
Flashback's good.
Yeah. You get some Hercules, you get some lanterns.
Don't tease a Green Lantern in Act 1 and then not pay it off later. Like, I mean, it's a bit vague, but I feel confident in saying when I saw this at the cinemas, I'm like, well, they're all in a lot of trouble, but when Green Lantern shows up, oh, they're laying the groundwork. One of these side characters must be, maybe it's the man, maybe it's the Russian man in the house. Maybe he's going to be Green Lantern.
Maybe Martian Manhunter is also a Green Lantern.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
He's holding all the cards. But the idea behind how they're trying to keep these boxes away from Steppenwolf, they're so bad at it. For one, on Themyscira, where are you taking it? One person has ever left. Are you going to get it off the island? Have you got another room made of rocks you can put it in that he can easily smash through?
What are
you
doing? Not just a room of rocks. A room of rocks and then a bunch of Amazons with regular bows and arrows surrounding it.
Yes.
What do you think's going to come out of that? Like a deer? Yeah. You think a deer's going to come out of the mother box? You can shoot it, get some venison?
That's all they'd really seen at that point, I'd imagine, a lot of them, yeah. I love it how Martha Kent is losing her house. And it's hilarious to me that Bruce Wayne didn't step in to pay for the house earlier. Letting this happen, which is odd because he paid for the funeral of Clark Kent.
Yes.
But then I thought about it and I realized that funeral probably wasn't very expensive anyway. It's like a cheap wooden box, some finger food, and a hole in the ground. That was maybe $5,000 at the most.
That's probably true,
So I think for that, he was like, yeah, no problem.
Right.
I'm happy to show.
A whole house? I don't know. Where's my profit margin there, you know?
I mean, buying the bank, that's his profit margin. So I think he figured out a way to do it that would also benefit him.
Exactly.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Also, you got to remember that, at Clark's funeral, he obviously had to buy him two sets of clothes, the suit he was wearing, and then the ruined track pants he was wearing underneath.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Would you want to talk about that, his return?
Well, I guess so, yeah. Well,
you touch the box, box, and he comes back. I don't mind that fight sequence. It looks bad because it's all been recolor graded.
Yeah.
But they're all coming at him and he's kind of batting them aside. It's all right.
It looks pretty good, yeah. I'm down on everything that came before that, I think.
Yeah.
One, Cyborg and Flash decide they have to dig up Clark in real time at regular speed.
Yeah.
There's a clock ticking, guys. Come on. Give us...
But it felt disrespectful.
Tell you what, Flash, you dig him up super speed, Cyborg, you can say a prayer.
Yeah.
And it's all worked out.
But I like in that sequence where the Aquaman's like... Oh, yeah, we say Aquaman in Australia, not Aquaman. We'll get the comments. It's one of those things I feel like I need to mention. But he's immediately like, this is very wrong and upsetting. Like all his vital signs are just off the charts at this point.
Also, what's your backup plan if this doesn't work? Because statistically speaking, it's never worked. No one's ever brought anyone back from the dead. Pretty slim chance.
But if there's even a 1% chance that they're in the slightest possible absolute certainty. Right. They twist it, Mason.
They did a little bit, didn't they? Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, Batman's 180 on Superman on his feelings towards him. It's insane.
Right?
He's clearly gone mad between movies. Mm. It doesn't make any sense. I do like that moment, though, genuinely, where he baits Wonder Woman into shoving him.
I've written here, Batman's so mean, and I don't like it. He's so mean to everybody. He's like your dead boyfriend. Your boyfriend, you liked him, but then he crashed into a thing and died, didn't he? Sucks to be you. Oh, being hit. That's rude.
And then it cuts to the Flash and he goes, you know, if she kills you, we're all gonna cover for her.
That's a good reshoot. I liked it, yeah.
Thanks. It's also cool that when Superman gets out, they all leave Batman in the Kryptonian ship. They fuck off and they go to fight while he pants his way across the grass to get there.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's how it was really going to go. I've written here because Superman, obviously, he goes on this sort of rampage. We don't know if he's good or bad at this point. I've written here, a funny bit would be if Superman's DNA mixed with the photo of Pa Kent that fell in the liquid and he woke up with an unstoppable drive to go fishing. I think that would have been good.
Or divert,
like, Clark, no, not to the fishing hole.
Or to divert a river into some horses.
Yeah, yes.
like from the last movie. I like how Wonder Woman tricks Aquaman into his feelings. That's good. There we go. There's a thing that I like. Uh-huh. Why are Batman's vehicles so fucking weird in this?
They're not good, are they? They're not.
There's a weird crab. There's a big flying whale.
Yep.
What?
He was trying to encourage Aquaman to be on the team. He's like, look what I got. I got a crab. I got a whale. Those are things you like, are they? Hey, huh?
There's also that moment, of course, where he assembles the team and he gets them together. And he's like, get ready for my plan. You guys all wait here. And I'm going to fly the ship in alone. You've assembled the team. That's what the team's for, idiot. And then they come in and like, we're changing your dumb plan. Because remember how you got us all together to do this thing together?
Was it to be spectators? That's interesting.
I also like how Superman shows up and beats up Steppenwolf. And I know it defeats the purpose of the rest of the Justice League.
Yes, it does.
Because he does all of their jobs.
But you just wanted to see a decent Superman fighting a
decent man.
A decent villain. You don't want to see Superman fighting just a regular guy in a suit of armor.
No.
You didn't want to see Superman fighting some other Kryptonians. You just wanted to see Superman.
Which I did like.
You just want to see Superman fighting a villain.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
It was great because he's just ducking and weaving. But also, if Superman had have come with them immediately, he could have gone in and fixed that by himself. He would have gone in and he would have broken Steppenwolf's neck and he would have separated the boxes and then walked out and gone, good to be back, I guess.
Who are you guys? What are you guys about? You guys going to a costume party? You're bad at this, is what I'm saying.
So, as Steppenwolf is being, he's getting all his fear. He's being feared to death, and they're all like watching this unfold, and they're like, "Oh no, if the fear's going to get him, because parademons and they love fear. They love, they want to kiss it." It cuts to the Flash, and he's just posing there. Like Rose from Titanic. it might be a reference to something that I don't get, of course.
It's probably the Renaissance.
Yeah. I've just written in my notes, and I don't know where it refers to, but it's towards the end. I've just written, God, this movie looks like shit. But not even the color grading, the way it's framed.
Yeah.
Because at least Batman v Superman, all the shots are so purposeful.
Yeah.
You get the best angle of the characters.
Yeah, look, I feel a lot of this movie, it was just, They reshot a bunch of stuff, and then they were like, all right, that's it. We're not doing any more reshoots, but it's still not quite there. So they were just like, just edit in what we have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a note here that just says, even the door to the Batcave is CGI. They arrive at the Batcave, they arrive on that
elevator
on
thing.
That elevator, and the door just CGI's open, and it looks terrible.
Yeah.
Just build a real door and get some stagehands to pull the real door open.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Absolutely. Or don't have a door on it. It's an elevator without a door. That's fine. Now, we neglected to mention, and we certainly didn't forget, the score from the other movies. It's amazing. The Hans Zimmer combination.
That's right.
It's really great. That Man of Steel theme, all the BVS stuff. Yeah, the combination of Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL and how they sort of left or were kicked off this project and replaced by Danny Elfman, who's good. He's good.
Yep.
But then they're just like, we're just putting in the Burton Batman theme. We're just going to put in the Chris Reeve Superman theme. And I understand, like I get it because people know those. But this score is nothing. I feel bad only bringing up the score in these movies now just to say, this isn't good, when the previous two were so good. But hey, it's worth mentioning, I feel.
I agree. Do the Flash and Cyborg have iconic... Wonder Woman's got... But do Flash and Cyborg have iconic themes?
Yes.
Oh, Cyborg's is... Pew, 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 computer games. That's his, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's for the Flash as well.
Yeah, right.
Just like, yeah, this is fine. This is fine for both of them. Because the Flash probably likes computer games.
He likes
Rick and Morty.
That's right.
He's just like us.
He's just like
us. That's my in into this movie. Because when he sees the bat signal, he reacts how I would react. Mm-hmm. That's the signal. That's how we know to go.
You are Batman, he says. Hey, bystander, that's Batman. Makes sense when you think about it because he's a billionaire and Batman has all that equipment.
Jim Gordon's in this.
Yep. J.K. Simmons, love him.
Great.
He's in it for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Clark returns to work, doesn't he?
Yep. It's still never resolved. There's not even a line. There's not even a line in there. What could it be? I don't know. I mean, it'd be a convoluted line. It'd be something like, oh, hey, Clark, it's interesting you are still alive and the man we all presumed died was a different man who looked a lot like you and we all went to his funeral. I mean, it's sad that he died.
Yes.
And you didn't, you fell under some rocks or something. I don't know. Maybe that's what happened.
How do they explain Superman returning from the death of Superman? I don't remember.
He was trapped under a building.
For a year.
But I think how comic book
timeline is,
it was probably like a couple of weeks or something.
Okay, cool. Great. Yeah. Terrific. Great stuff. His hair grew that much in a couple of weeks? He's Superman.
Yeah.
He's Superman, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Great. I do like the Superman suit in this, the way that it's colored. It still looks weird because it's... but
that's incredible praise. I like the way this thing was coloured in this movie.
Where are you on post-credits?
Oh, of course, the... look. Look, James.
First of all, I like the first one.
Hang on, which
the
is
the race.
Oh, that's right, the race between Superman and the Flash. That's fun. And that's, you know, that's a nod to very much the classic Superman-The Flash rivalry. Who's the fastest?
They're always racing.
That's right. And obviously, it would be The Flash if he wasn't such a goose.
Yes, that's right. How many times does he fall in this movie?
At least twice.
Yeah. I wouldn't fall, because if I could run that fast, all I would do is practice.
Just practice every day. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know.
Why doesn't he eat his pizza at super speed? He's about to get in the Bruce Wayne's million-dollar Mercedes. Why doesn't he just eat it real fast? Why does he have to eat it slow?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
It's a good question to ask, though, isn't it?
He's got a lot of good questions, that guy, though, specifically around brunch.
Yeah.
What is brunch? Is it food or is it lunch? It's pretty good. It's a good question.
It's a good
question. It's not even a topical reference. Like, brunch has been around for a very long time. Right. People understand brunch at this point.
You could have done some research on Wikipedia.
That's right.
It's probably been a brunch episode on Rick and Morty.
Yeah. But so the first
maybe Rick doesn't understand brunch. And so the Flash doesn't understand
Okay, well, that
brunch.
Makes sense to me. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Flash strikes me as more of a Jerry. Got it.
Anyway.
Diehard fans of Rick and Morty will understand that deep cut,
won't
they?
Right. They sure will.
Yeah. So there's that post-credits. Mm-hmm. But then there's the second one.
There's the second one where Lex Luthor has made his escape from prison and he's on a yacht and he's become Gene Hackman Lex Luthor.
How'd he do it?
It's the suit. Yeah, it's the suit. The suit and the neckerchief, probably.
It's strange that he jumped to that combination of clothing from like t-shirt,
t-shirt
and suit jacket and jeans or whatever he was wearing.
Uh-huh. But then it turns out that him and Deathstroke and somebody else, who else is in that?
Just some women, I think.
Sorry?
There's some just women standing around behind him.
Oh, yeah. Is there not a third member there? And he's like, well, if these guys have a Justice League, we'll just have to form a league of our own. And everybody in the cinema went, like the baseball movie, because that's the only time anyone ever says that.
Maybe that's
the only reference we have to the phrase, a league of their own.
Yeah. Maybe he hasn't seen it. No, he must have seen it.
Must have seen it. Right?
It must have at least buried in his subconscious somewhere.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's trivia time. Trivia, 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 trivia. Our famous segment of the show.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's our theme song.
That's right. So the prison guard in this, and also one of the cops we see, that's the original Jimmy Olsen from the Chris Reeve Superman movies.
Oh, that is trivia.
And also, if you're watching the video version of this, all the other trivia from the IMDb, it's in there. We went through it step by step. Piece by piece.
That's right.
So please check. We haven't forgotten any trivia. It's in that. And if we've not mentioned something that you wanted us to mention, that's also in the extended version, isn't it?
That's absolutely right.
It's all there. We didn't not mention it.
We've got all the trivia.
You just won't pay attention.
We've seen it, and we're with you, the viewer and or listener. We've got it all up in the old noggin. Rest assured, we're all on the same page.
That's
here,
right.
With regarding the knowing of trivia about
that's
this
right.
movie.
Though I'm not sure we're entirely on the same page, because for me, this it's fine. Like this movie on its own. If you take it just on its own, it's like one of the okay Resident Evil movies.
Okay.
It's like Hobbs and Shaw. It's one of the dull X-Men movies. Mm. I mean, when you look at it in comparison to what came before, it's a fucking nightmare. It makes no sense.
Absolutely, yes.
But when you take it on its own, for me,
yes,
it's just a very, very weird and average movie.
I see what you're saying. I acknowledge what you're saying.
I know I'm wrong. I know that.
You're not wrong. It's just I feel like, again, you know, they had so many opportunities. They had so many chances to get this right.
Yeah.
And it should have been
this
way
is
better.
The Justice League
That's
movie.
Right, exactly.
It's
this
crazy.
This is some of the most iconic comic book characters ever put on the page and ever put on the screen. And this is what you're giving us. Is that, a Hobbs and Shaw? an okay Resident Evil movie. That's what we're getting with these guys. Good point. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like that
Superman. Put the zombie dogs on the team from Resident Evil, you know?
I like Superman. He's having a good time.
See, that's. I feel
But
like,
it doesn't feel on it, though. That's the problem with it. I'm like, it's good to see you, Superman. Who is this, though?
Right?
did she get electrocuted in the head as well? Probably, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, are you looking forward to the Snyder Cut?
Yeah, kind of now, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, for me personally.
At least it's a. Even if it's worse, which some people say, well, what if it's worse? How, for one,
right.
But at least it's a vision, you know?
Exactly. Somebody made some choices.
Yeah.
They weren't forced into some choices making this movie. Yeah, look, for me, the only way is up
yeah.
for the Snyder Cut. Or sideways. Definitely not down.
Wow. Powerful words from a powerful shirtless man. That's right, he's shirtless.
That's right, the whole time. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week.
That's right.
If you've got suggestions, chuck it up on Patreon. We'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, here's a hint towards next week's episode. What is it, Mason? I don't know. Should we do some Christopher Nolan stuff leading up to Tenet?
We could do that, yeah.
Or is that being delayed?
It's going to save cinema. No, I don't think it has.
Yeah, there's been conflicting reports.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, but by the time this goes out, who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a world.
What a world.
Oh my God, are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, subscribe if you want. This video's here all the time. Check it out. Bell icons. Thank you for watching, contributing, commenting, having a good time with this movie like we did.
Let us know any trivia we missed. I mean, we did.
It's in the extended.
No, it's in the extended. But
let us know your opinion. But we share that opinion.
That's right. We're with you, the viewer and our listener.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.